No, I wouldn't class myself as pro-abortion, but I do believe that we have an obligation to legislate for the X case and for the Supreme Court judgment on the X case. We have over 20 years now since the Supreme Court judgment came down, and I know that it is a very difficult situation and difficult issue for very many people on both sides, both for women who have had to go through abortions and also for people who are very concerned about the opening of the floodgates in relation to it as well. But I think it's something that we have an obligation, and out of having listened to the debate and listened to people from both sides of the argument, I think it's something that we are obliged to have to legislate for.
You have met people representing both sides of the argument in recent days and weeks.
I have, yes, and I've listened to their views, and I've done my own research on it as well, and I've just come to the view that we do need to legislate for these particular circumstances, and and provide some women with support if they feel that they need it.
The minister obviously says he will not be taking this motion on board, the health minister, but he has committed not to be the seventh government to not effectively act on that ruling. Would you welcome that?
Yeah, I think James Riley gave a very firm commitment in the Dáil last night that he wouldn't be a health minister that wouldn't act on this issue, and I think all sides in the debate from all parties were adamant that the X case circumstances needs to be legislated for, so I think that really does need to happen at this stage.